Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 24th. Red across the board today as some technical failures in the corn and wheat over the last couple of days, coupled with continued anticipation, but no satisfaction regarding any Chinese purchases of soybeans, had the markets on the defensive right after the opening. So we've got March corn down 6.5 cents, finished at 387.25, put in a low at 86.5. So that 20 and 100 day moving average area around 387, acting like a magnet here, not able to get too far above or below it, and didn't spend a whole lot of time above that 392 triple top from the end of the year. We will have to see again if we can maintain closes at minimum above that 387 level, see if we can get those funds to try and cover some more of that 75,000, 80,000 contract short position. Export sales came in pretty good this morning, 1.01 million metric tons. The market was looking for between 500,000 and 900,000. And there was another USDA sale of corn announced this morning, 142,000 tons to unknown. So all positive there, but markets just couldn't hang on to the early gains. We're looking today, there's about 19,000 February 390 calls set to expire. Looks like the market did its best to keep those from finishing in the money. Informa came out with some estimates looking at 93.4 million acres in corn for next year versus 89.7 last year, and pegging the yield at 178 bushels an acre versus last year's 168. Taking a look at wheat, we had March finish down 7 cents, 573.5 in Chicago. This took out yesterday's and the previous day's lows there. We had an inside day yesterday, so this is making Wednesday's high look more and more like a blow-off top there, unless we get some type of recovery. In the Kansas City contract, you had March finish down 6.25 cents at 486. Minneapolis finished down 8.25 cents, 547.5 in March. Export sales were real good today, 740,000 tons versus estimates of between 300 and 700,000. And Informa pegs wheat acreage at 45.5 million acres. That's versus 45.1 last year, looking at a yield of 49.6 versus last year's 51.7. Looks like a bit of a setback here on the wheat. Really hasn't done a ton of damage on the charts here. Still in a pretty decent channel upwards. And so we'll see if we're able to recover and move higher again. Taking a look at beans, March finished down 7.5 cents at 902. That takes out the December 12th low at 902.5, traded as low as $9.75. If we take out that psychological round number at $9, maybe the next target there in the beans is the 882 levels from December 2nd and 3rd. Markets continuing to look for some signs of China entering into the market. Part of that agreement is they're going to do it based on market conditions. And also, there was a 30-day waiting period. So I think maybe the market is a little anxious and anticipating something to happen soon. But with the spread and the news about this coronavirus affecting more people in China, it appears now they have several cities totaling about 40 million people under quarantine. I think that's also putting a pall over the markets as far as any kind of international trade, especially between the U.S. and China. So that weighing and adding to the negative sentiment in that bean market. Export sales were good this morning, 910,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 600,000 and 1.1 million. Meal sales, surprisingly good, 642,000 metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 200 and 400,000. And we had Informa release their bean estimates as well, 86.5 million acres versus last year's 76.1, and looking for 51 bushels an acre versus last year's 47.4. So again, I think this coronavirus here kind of putting a negative sentiment across all markets. You had the Dow Jones down over 250 points at one time. We've come back about 100 from there. Crude oil is down $1.27 a barrel at $54.32. Was down about 175 earlier. And you've got the dollar stronger up 19 ticks at 97.68. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.